true crime podcast where best friends and next-door neighbors, Willow and Lillian, spill the tea on murder, mysteries, and other things that go bump in the night. So get your favorite teacup ready, and let's get into it. Welcome to Cruelty Podcast. This is Lillian. With me is Willow.
Hello.
Hello, patrons.
Hello, patrons.
You're just never going to let that go. One patron. Time I said patrons like fool.
Is it Patreon or patrons?
It's Patreon and it's patrons, you know, like a patron of the arts. Anyway. Hi, patrons. Sorry. I've just got to always apologize every time.
Look, or patron
look,
saints.
No, I'm just going to say it. Number one. This podcast is a passion project. It comes from the heart.
Don't it?
It sure do. Because it certainly doesn't line one's pockets.
It's a labor of love.
It is a labor of love. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. And that's fine. That I'm not bitching about that. What I am bitching about is our lives are collectively a trash fire all of the time. And I'm tired of saying it every time. Like, this month was a doozy. Every month a doozy. Willow's going through it right now. I'm currently okay.
You guys, what is life?
Her car broke down. Her shower exploded, like the pipes exploded. Yep. It's just a lot. We're going through a lot. Yeah. And some of it we can't talk about because it's personal. And I don't want to go there.
It's so much.
I'm dealing with some stuff.
My kid got in trouble in school, is getting expelled for bullshit. My
oldest was going to buy a sailboat. And live in it.
Off the California coast.
Now I'm sure anyone with a brain will know that I didn't like that for a variety of reasons.
We were making boat jokes way too much.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, one of the shows I really, really like is called I Survived. I'm sure y'all are familiar with it. If you like true crime, that's some good episodes.
Hell
there.
Yeah, dude.
80% of the deaths on I Survived involve a fucking boat. Luckily, he could not get financed for the boat, but that he tried? I was so worried. I was so upset.
It's like a fever dream. Like, you told me, and I was like, I took the wrong acid at some point, and I just, what the fuck?
Here's the thing about me and Willow's life. Willow's life isn't weird, it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
My life is a weird disaster.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's more or less better than Willow's or worse. It just means that the flavor of it is strange.
Yeah.
Willow's flavor of disaster is just like bitter tears.
Caliente.
Or something. Yeah, spicy.
Yeah.
Mine's
yeah.
just like...
Why is there cucumber in this? I don't know why it tastes
it's
good.
Like if you made a sandwich out of Peeps. It's not good. You don't want it. It's very weird. But it is, I guess, edible.
Peeps.
Yeah, you take mayonnaise, put it on some bread, slap mayonnaise. A couple peeps on there, smush it together, and eat it.
Mayonnaise and peeps.
You don't want to eat it, but a big man is holding you down and saying, if you don't eat this, I will strangle you to death. So you have to eat it, but you don't want to. You didn't make the sandwich. Why is everything this way? That's my life, okay? Are we good? My life's weird, and I've had nothing but weird stuff going on, and if I even told you guys what's been happening to me, you would tell me to go have a grippy sock vacation or lay off the drugs. Number one, I'm not going to lay off the drugs, and number two, I can't afford a grippy sock vacation, so it may all be bullshit, I may be nuts, I don't know, but we're going to talk about this case. No, I just wanted to take a minute and explain that if we look like we don't care or we're falling down on the job, y'all, we're barely making it.
If you notice that you haven't had any pictures posted because I'm losing it.
Yeah, Will's not doing good. And you could say, well, Lillian, why don't you post the pictures? I'm now working like 5 jobs.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
I want to. You guys don't even know all the things I want to do. I wish I could list, and I won't because then I'm tired just thinking about it. Anyway, back to this case. But I want to say it's not, don't worry, podcast fine. Yeah. We will always work on it. We will always try our best. But you gotta know, please know, we are trying our best every day, both of us. And it's just a lot. And I would say next month will be better. No, it won't. Why? Why would it be better? It's always this way. This is always the way that it's been.
But I have decided to think that no matter what shitty things happen in my life, even if it's delusional to think this, everything is a blessing. If it doesn't feel like it, it'll feel like it later.
I'm not on that boat. I'm on the boat of why is life putting it in my butt without any lube or like foreplay? But whatever.
That's what I'm saying. I'm delirious.
I'm going to revenge fuck life's best friends. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, let's talk about this case. Let's trigger warning this shit first.
Okay.
Child neglect, child death, and so much as talking about theories, child abuse mention, child sexual abuse, human trafficking of a child discussed in as a theory, not delved into, substance abuse, and intellectual handicap. Thank you.
Jeez.
This case has always stuck with me since I first heard about it. Cases like this always stick with me, where the child vanishes into thin air, usually from their home.
Right?
Those always fuck me up. And you know, we've covered one. I can't remember it, where a man did climb through a girl's window and abducted her.
Uh-huh.
But usually in these cases,
I think I covered a few of those.
You have, but usually, those are the rare ones. Yeah. Usually, it's the parents have done something.
That's so fucked.
Or we never find out.
That makes me want to puke.
Yeah. Like, Kaylee Anthony comes to mind. She just, the babysitter took her. Susan Smith. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit, so I don't want to get too far ahead. So let's get started. On June 15th, 2021, 5-year-old Summer Moon Utah Wells went missing, vanishing into thin air after being left to play with her brothers in the basement of her rural Tennessee home. She was the youngest of Candace and Don Wells. I want to take a minute to first say that I am not a judge or a jury or an investigator. I do not have to be impartial. Everything contained in any of our episodes is merely my opinion, and I'm nobody of any importance. However, I hate these people. With a fire of a thousand suns. And I just want to point out how this woman's name is spelled. You'd think Candace would be spelled C-A-N-D-I-C-E. No. C-A-N-D-U-S. This is the level of dumb fuck that we're dealing with in this episode.
Candace. Okay.
She was their only daughter. This isn't true, but this is what you will read. Having three older brothers, Summer loved fishing, playing in the mud, climbing trees, and other outdoor things. And I'm not going to call them tomboy things, implying that those activities are reserved for boys.
Because that's what I did.
Stupid.
So all my girlfriends did.
I did that shit. Yeah. And y'all, let me tell you, there ain't nobody more femme than me. I know I don't sound femme because that's another thing. I do sound femme. I'm like Mother Nature is angry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Destructive. Same. And loud.
All hurricanes.
That is me. I'm just a hurricane disaster person. I just don't like that everyone calls Summer a tomboy when I don't think that's true. Every outfit I ever seen that child in a picture is pink. She loved dolls. She loved the movie Frozen. She loved Paw Patrol. She was five.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to aggressively gender things for five-year-olds? She was a child. She just liked playing and having fun. She was a sweet little girl. That's it. Mm-hmm. So the only time tomboy is an acceptable descriptor to me is when a lesbian says, I am a tomboy lesbian. And then you go, yeah, that's hot. I like that.
Or if the kid identifies as a tomboy.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
But playing around, fishing, making mud pies, that's not boy activities. It's child activities. The end.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm just off my soapbox now. Summer, at the time of her disappearance, had a shaved head. And I'm mentioning it because it is mentioned in every single story.
Well, I mean, her. Especially since she's missing.
Yeah. I mean, it's been years noted, now.
But still.
Yeah. So the press really had a heyday with that. Her mother, Candace, claimed that because her brothers had shaved heads and because Candace's own hair was very short, Summer wanted to have her hair that way. However, Don, Summer's father, said that Summer's hair had become unmanageable and she was always wanting to shave it. And she'd even kind of shaved the back of it herself. And so they wanted it to grow out even, so they shaved it all off. And that Candace had cut all her hair short in solidarity with Summer. So what you'll notice about these people is that nobody in this fucking case can get their story straight to save their life. And they lie about every fucking thing. They don't ever know what time anything happened. They Both their stories are vastly different. Everybody lying here.
So do you think there's a different reason why her hair was...
Absolutely. I think there's one reason, and it's a lice infestation.
Oh.
It's been speculated, and I agree, that Summer's head was shaved because of head lice, and that her brothers had shaved heads for the same reason. And I want to state right now, if you're listening, and you've had kids that have gotten head lice, me too, fam.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're neglectful, it doesn't mean you're dirty, absolutely. And it doesn't mean you're poor, necessarily.
Right.
My kids picked it up from school. Head lice have evolved to become so resistant to treatment that... Hey, that over-the-counter shit don't fucking work.
Remember that there was a special type of lice called super lice that went around recently to all the schools.
Well, it wasn't that recently because that's what my kid got.
There was another wave then because
there was
the kids got it last year.
Yeah, my middle child got a case of super lice, and both me and middle kid were like a breath away from shaving our heads and saying fuck it. But I managed to finally do it. And so here's my recommendation. If your kids ever get super lice, really hard to treat head lice, get one of those electric combs. They're like $20 at a Walgreens. That shit works. It fries the bugs and the eggs and it don't hurt the kid.
Huh. Zaps them. I've never heard of that.
It's amazing.
That's cool.
I still have it because I'm so afraid. That was the most horrific experience of my life.
Mm-hmm. Especially because your hair is so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
It's gorgeous.
And my middle child has beautiful hair, just like mine, only it's straight. But it is so thick and just shiny and gorgeous. And, you know, female presenting child, you don't want your hair to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to reassure you. However, this is not the case here. The home was completely disgusting and filthy. And they were just passing that lice around back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Until eventually, instead of treating it, because they didn't. They just shaved everybody's head. It can be the sign of a troubled home. And in this case, it was.
Well, and I've known girls to, like parents that were abusive, to use it as a form of punishment.
That has been speculated as well. However, I do not think it was a form of punishment as everyone's hair was shorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess it was because of the lice. Like I said, Summer loved Paw Patrol and the movie Frozen. She loved pretending to be Elsa. It was said that Summer was a daddy's girl. Summer hadn't started school. Candace claimed she was still working on the paperwork to enroll Summer in kindergarten in the fall semester. And I doubt this is the case. I don't think she was working on the paperwork. I just think she didn't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm going to be mean this whole episode. Mm-hmm. This case pisses me off. A little background on Dawn and Candace before we get into the timeline of the case. Dawn was a drywaller and worked long hours, and Candace was a stay-at-home mom. They lived on a large acreage in Beach Creek, Tennessee. Beach Creek was an unincorporated town in the larger town of Hawkins, basically an almost town. And we lived in one, and our town only became incorporated in 2020. And it was founded, I think, in the 70s or late or early 80s, something like that. But yeah, unincorporated means you don't have any municipal services. And you usually rely on a neighboring bigger town, like Eureka Springs, for example, to supply your municipal services. And so, like, you know, that means everything from water and sewer, although we had our own of that, but they did not, to, like, fire and police and stuff like that. So just painting a picture. Dan and Candace moved to Tennessee from Arkansas when, Dawn's mother came down with a MRSA infection. They moved to her large acreage to help care for her, and when she passed away from her illness, Dawn inherited the property, and that's where they remained. Their house is a very isolated in the country. It's up on a hill, and I'm going to try and post pictures if I get 2 seconds to breathe, so you can kind of get the lay of the land of this place. Candace's mother, Candy, lived in a white trailer on the property, not talking about a single wide. I'm talking about a little literal camper trailer. It was a small one, and it was about 25 feet from the house. This is important for later. Dawn and Candace, in addition to having 3 sons and Summer, had 13 to 18 dogs on their property. The reason for all the fucking dogs? They were concerned about their safety in the area. Don claimed there was an active drug gang in the area and had complained of personal property theft. I don't doubt this, though I doubt just about everything else he says.
Why would you need 13 to 18 dogs for
that? You never need that many fucking
dogs. No, you just need one really loud one.
Yeah, like one I real have. Mean dog. That's all you need. I live in what's considered like a resort town, basically. And you may think that will mean everything's hoity-toity and fancy. It is when you come down off our hill. We're in the poor area.
Yeah, when you go to the rich retirement areas. Yeah, that's sure.
That's where the golf course is.
No, but the sticks.
It's the sticks.
It's the sticks.
It looks like
here.
A weird little village from mm-hmm. a long time ago up here. Mm-hmm. But drugs are rampant. Mm-hmm. And now, for the most part.
In the valleys.
Just, it's weed.
They hide in the hollers.
Yeah. It's weed and mushrooms and shit. But down in them hollers, down it's in meth. Them hollers, it's all meth. Meth and fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
All of it.
In fact, there's an HBO documentary about Carroll County. That's the county we live in.
Really?
Called Ice Storm.
Really?
Yes. And it's all about the meth crisis in Arkansas.
I need to watch that.
It is depressing as fuck and yeah. scary.
And politically run.
That too. But here's the deal. If you ain't running in them crowds, those people don't bother you.
Exactly.
Amen to that.
Exactly. Because I know them crowds.
I know them too. Mm-hmm. And I don't bother with them and they That's don't right. bother with me. That's and we right. go our separate ways. That's However, right. if you're in the big fucking middle of it, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually somebody cheated somebody else. Somebody mm-hmm. stole from somebody else. Mm-hmm. Somebody lied to the police. That mm-hmm. kind of shit. That's the kind of drama that goes on in a meth town.
Mm-hmm.
And this place is methy as fuck. And so are these people. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So now we're all kind of caught up to speed. And we're going to go through the timeline. Now, this is the timeline according to Don and Candace. I will be presenting an alternate timeline. So bear with me. On the morning of July 15th, 2021, everything appeared to be normal. Summer had slept in her parents' bed the night before, and this wasn't unusual, though given Don's background, she should not have been sleeping in bed with him. This was something she often did. Don woke up and went to work at what he said was around 7 to 8 a.m., but he doesn't remember. Careful to be quiet as to not wake Summer and Candace, he left for work. He worked in a town called Jonesboro, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away from his house. Now, people who have driven this route said it's definitely a little over an hour. To note, that's important for later. And just kind of keep things in mind as you start hearing things not quite add up. Not long after Don left for work, Candace got up to take her mother to a doctor's appointment in Kingsport, which is about, I would say, 30 minutes away at 8 a.m. So it was likely that she got up a little after 7 and that Don must have left around 7. However, why then would he be careful not to wake her up if he knew she had to get up to take her mother to the doctor? Anyway, why wouldn't they just get up together? See what I'm saying? Shit's already just not adding up. But anyway, this appointment was for a doctor to take a look at Candy's artificial knee. She'd gone on a family outing like about a month or so prior. Nobody can know when anything happened in this case.
Wait.
And it had been bothering her and causing her a lot of pain. She is in extreme pain. I would like to point this out. So she claims it is possible she's drug seeking because all these people have substance abuse issues. But I just want to put that out there. Please pay attention to these little details because it makes the rest of the story fall apart. Candace later told investigators that she dropped her mother off at the appointment and waited with Summer in the car in the parking lot of the medical center. Candace got a phone call from a 15-year-old boy named Hunter who was a family friend. Yeah, I narrowed my eyes too. You can narrow them with me. He was the son of a woman named Allie who had at one point been a close friend of Candace's, but they'd had a falling out, but she remained friends with Hunter because she considered him like a son. So she continued her friendship with her now sworn enemy's son. Now, this was a falling out over apparent drug issues. But I don't know the full story on that, nor do I care. It just sounds like some yeehaw drama.
Yeah.
So Hunter called and just wanted to know what she was up to that day. Candace told him she'd taken her mother to the doctor. So Hunter said that Candace and Summer could come hang out at his house while they were waiting on Candy to get done at the doctor's.
Why would they do that?
These people do a lot of things I don't understand. Their whole life is weird to me. I don't get it.
Because of the drug use or the potential drug use.
It's all drug use. All of it.
It's so secretive.
Everything is so sketchy and weird. Okay. So Candace took Summer over to Hunter's house and they hung out for a bit. Candace then picked her mother up from the doctor's and Hunter came with Summer and Candace to get candy. They dropped off a prescription at Walgreens. Candace got a phone call from Don around this time, and he wanted to know how the appointment went, and this was supposedly not out of the norm. He liked to call and check up from work with his family. Stinky. I don't know, this whole thing just so stinky, isn't it? After dropping off the prescription, they went to Warriors Path Park, which had a swimming hole. Candace decided to let the kids splash around while she was waiting for the prescription to be filled, which Walgreens told her would take 30 minutes. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't going swimming in 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be a several hour swim. It's fucking swimming.
Yeah. Especially swimming is a couple hour activity.
At least a most of the day thing. And especially at a swimming hole. Yeah, you're going to be there for a while.
I'm telling you, story stinks. So, Candace recalled that they made two stops on the way to the park. One was to a smoke shop where she got some Twisted Tea, which is an alcoholic beverage. After leaving the smoke shop, they went to a place called Hippie House, which was basically a vape shop that also sold, like, CBD gummies and shit. Tons of those in podunk towns.
Yeah.
Candace got some vape pens, and then they went to the park. Summer immediately got in the water because she loved swimming. Candy and Candace remained on the shore, and Hunter went off into the woods by himself, weirdly, Candace said. Candace would tell investigators she had no idea why he did that and didn't ask him. After a short while, Hunter joined Summer. The kids were having fun. Candace posted a TikTok that day of Summer playing and swimming around in the water. They then dropped Hunter off after going to Sonic for slushies, and then she went to a local discount grocery store where they picked up prescriptions. And the reason I'm laying this out is because Hunter's account varies wildly from this one. After all that, they went home, and it was shortly after 3 p.m. as they made their way home. Now, to get a clearer picture of what happened that day, we're going to go through Hunter's timeline of events because they're different. So here's Hunter's story. He said he got a text in the morning that Candace was taking Candy to the doctor's, and he offered to let Candace and Summer hang out at his house until the appointment was over. I feel this is a much more logical reason. Like, no, everybody know, going to the doctor take for fucking ever. And you got a 5-year-old, you don't want to sit there in the doctor's office. And they only, see, Candace didn't have a car of her own. Her mom had this car, and so that she was sharing her mom's truck so she could run her errands. It makes sense to me that he would invite them to hang over, come over and hang out. And they did smoke weed when she went over there. He invited her over to smoke her out. And that's why she went over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
I'm just so weirded out by smoking weed with 15-year-olds.
I would never.
I was the 15-year-old that smoked weed with older people, but I'm an older people now.
I'm an older people now. Yeah. And I don't want to smoke weed with children.
No.
I want to smoke weed by myself.
Yes.
When Candace got to Hunter's house, he said that she told him her three boys were with Don that day at his job site. Candace later denies this and says the boys stayed home and watched TV. Those boys were still kids. I think, like, none of them were over the age of 12.
Why were they home alone?
It depends on the kid. I will tell you that I could leave my middle child home alone at 8 for like a quick errand.
1,000%.
Yeah,
that kid was born ready.
I could leave John home alone almost since birth. Just these are the most straight edge, safe, fearful children that ever lived. They will drink water and
predictable as well.
Very.
You know exactly what they're doing throughout the day.
Yes. Could I leave Will home alone? Absolutely. No. Do I want to have a house and Will not in jail? Yeah. So, no, it depends on the kid. But these kids had been let run wild their whole lives.
Exactly.
Neighbors complained frequently that the boys and Summer would be out in the road playing with a dog or two with no parental supervision at all hours, just about. People were surprised that Summer didn't get hit by a car.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she was 5?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, she'd been running around out there since she was like 3.
That's baby.
It's baby. So while at Hunter's, he recalled Candace saying that she wanted to take summer fishing. Hunter said he wanted to come too, but before they could go, Candace got a call from Candy saying the appointment was over and she was ready to go be picked up. Hunter said he still wanted to go along with them on their errands that day, so he went with. And I think the real reason he went with is he wanted her to buy him some vape pens and some of that twisted tea.
Mm.
They went to the pharmacy then to drop off the prescription. As they were in the drive-thru to drop off the prescription, Hunter said that that's when she got a call from Don. When he asked what Don had called about, Candace said he was calling to tell her about a strange man that had been on their property. This same man, according to Candace, had been sneaking onto the property for about a week and had been trying to, quote, touch the kids. She said the man's name was Andrew or Andy. He was actually a mailman, and he drove like an unmarked car to deliver. Like, it didn't have a U.S. mail sticker or anything. That's real common in rural places.
Oh, yeah.
We got mailmen around here drive their own car.
Mm-hmm.
But they usually have like a little light and a sticker. And stuff.
There was one mail truck that was driving around in like a Ghostbusters car.
Yes.
That was so wild.
It was. And so other people had complained that Andy, the mailman, was very inappropriate with teenage girls.
What the fuck?
So if you thought you have a pedo running around, you gonna leave your boys at home by themselves?
And if it's the mailman going door to door?
Uh-huh. I'm surprised that he didn't get country justice, personally, but whatever. It seemed to imply that Don wasn't at work, though. How would he know somebody who's prowling around his property if he weren't at home?
Because he doesn't have one of those like ring cameras or anything, obviously.
No. Mm-hmm. These people ain't got a pot to piss in.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that Don was home that day. Mm-hmm. He was the one with the boys. Hunter's timeline continues. They stopped at the discount tobacco shop and then went straight to the park. There was no other stop according to him. Here he said that Candace and Candy got the Skittle-flavored vapes, cigarettes, and the twisted tea. Once at the park, Summer immediately got into the water. Candy stayed in the car to add minutes to her phone because she was the only one with a phone that could make outside calls.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. And then Candace sat on the shore vaping and drinking the twisted tea. And I can see, because he sat down next to her to partake as well. And I can see why she lied about this, though.
Yeah, clearly.
She bought a kid weed, nicotine, and alcohol. Mm. And she thought she could have gotten in trouble for that. And she could have and should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be giving kids that shit.
Absolutely.
However, when your child's missing, maybe your first thought isn't saving your own ass from what is probably just a fine or very limited jail time. Take the hit and be honest so they can find your daughter. You dumbass. Anyway. It is speculated that Candace has an intellectual disability. I don't know about that. I think she has some mental cognitive problems from being a drug addict. That's what I think. Doing meth long term can really fuck you up, even if you're clean.
You'll have long term, if not significant,
brain damage. Yes,
mm-hmm, absolutely.
So yeah, Hunter then claims that he saw Summer go under the water and not come up for about 10 to 15 seconds, and he got kind of concerned. And so he took off his shirt and he jumped in to check on her. She was fine. She was just swimming underwater. And so after that, they went to the hippie shop, and Hunter waited in the car with Summer and they watched TikTok videos. Hunter said that Candace bought him another vape pen. Candace denies this. Then on to Walgreens, they stopped at Sonic and then the discount grocery store. They were in the store for an hour, according to Hunter. Candace claims it was only 5 to 10 minutes. He said after this, Candace dropped him off at his house. And here's the problem with Hunter and why I don't fully believe him either. is if you watch some videos online, he has clearly been coached, in my opinion. I think Allie, his mother, wanted Candace to get in trouble, and so she mentioned the bit about Summer going under for 10 to 15 seconds. That would alarm no one. It wouldn't alarm me as a parent if my kid went under the water for 10 to 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. I just think they were swimming. Any longer than that, maybe, I'd get a little concerned. But Hunter's also a 15-year-old boy who is stoned and possibly drunk. I don't think so. I don't think he gave a fuck. I think his head was up his own ass. And I think he was coached to say a lot of this. However, I do think Candace definitely brought weed and vape pens and alcohol. For sure. All right. Now back to the timeline. This is going to be from Candace. Candace said she got her three sons to help her take the groceries in from the car to the house. They then just hung out in the house and watched TV. At some point, Candace decided to do laundry, and Candy decided to replant some flower plants outside. Here's where I'm going, the fuck. So your knee hurts, and you're going to get down on the ground and fuck with some plants. Either your knee ain't hurting, you're drug seeking, which I think is a prime possibility, or that little bit with the plants didn't fucking occur. So Candace said it took about 30 minutes and Summer came along to help plant the flowers. Summer then asked her grandmother, Candy, for the mints that Sonic gives out for free. Mm-hmm. She wanted to eat them. And of course, Candy gave them to her. And Summer then said she wanted to go play with her brothers. Candace claims to have walked Summer about halfway to the house and then watched Summer go the rest of the way inside on her own. Candace then yelled to her boys to keep an eye on Summer and spent about 2 minutes with her mother before walking back to her own house. The trailer was 15 feet away. I mean, 25 feet away. Let me say why this is stupid, and I don't believe it. If we're just 25 feet away and my kid says, I want to go inside and blah, 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 I just go, well, go the fuck inside then, you know? I ain't going to watch to make sure you go inside. 5, I would believe. 2, I would walk into the house. But at age 5, and they're like, I'm going to go inside and play. It's like, go inside and play. It's 25 feet away. I don't think a bear is going to come crashing out of the woods or a crazy abductor to snatch my child in my own yard. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe she walked her back. And she said she yelled at the boys, from the fuck outside? How the fuck are they going to hear you? They ain't going to hear you. No, if I want to make sure that my kids will do something like watch your sibling, which I would never trust my kids to do, for the record, I would go in there and I would say, boys, watch your sister while I'm hanging out with grandma. I'll be inside in a minute.
Yeah. You have to make eye contact with them because boys are boys. I mean, children are children, but still,
boys are particularly bad.
You really have to, yeah, yeah. Eye contact really helps. Are you looking at me? Are you hearing me?
And I don't believe 2 minutes. You can't make me believe that was 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why'd you keep lingering outside? If it was just 2 minutes, why didn't you just go inside? Why didn't mama come inside with you? None of that making no sense, and I don't buy it. I don't buy that entire story. I think it's horseshit, and I think something happened to that little girl right then. Or even before. But we'll talk about theories in a minute. So Candace realized when she got inside the house that Summer didn't appear to be there. So she questioned her boys and they told her that Summer had gone downstairs to the basement to play with her toys by herself. Candace went down to check, but Summer wasn't there and no one has seen that little girl since. Candace then immediately called Dawn, and both of them separately called police. Candace then got into her mother's truck and started driving up and down the roads looking for Summer, and I find that also weird as shit. If it was only 2 minutes, kid can't get far in 2 minutes. After I'd searched the house, I'd be on foot looking in the woods and hollering while on the phone to the police. I don't know, just the cognitive dissonance in this entire case. The police officially received a missing persons report at 6:30 p.m. that day. The 911 calls have never been released to the public, and I think there's a reason for that. I think Dawn's 911 call and Candace's are completely different. If you listen to the dispatch audio, because they have released that, it says that Candace said she had been on a walk with Summer who had gotten away from her, and then she couldn't find her.
What?
The story's completely different. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Candace went to the neighbors to ask for help, and searching when driving around yielded no results, because of course it wouldn't. At this point, law enforcement is on the way. But Dawn got home before law enforcement showed up and saw the neighbors searching through the woods, and he told the press that that was the precise moment when he knew Summer had been abducted. So we're going to pause and talk about that little nugget for just a second. Number one, how the fuck he get home so fast? So law enforcement was there within about 20 minutes.
And he's over an hour away.
Yes, he is. Okay, just file that away. File that away. Let's talk about people who assert that their child has been abducted. It's a weird thing to, as a parent, that's not what I would think.
No, I would think my child wandered off.
I think they wandered off. They must have.
Especially a five-year-old.
That little shit wandered off.
That's what I did all the time. I'd get lost in the woods as a little kid.
Lots of kids do that shit. How many of you, like, had your own kids wander off at the store or somewhere else? Well, one time, I was trying to poop, and John, who was, like, only 18 months old, now I had baby locks on everything, y'all. But John is really good at taking things apart. Mm-hmm. He dismantled an entire baby lock and got out the front door and nearly got hit by a car. It happens. I'm not going to think abducted. That's mm-hmm. a weird fuck thing to think at that stage. Mm-hmm. Now, hours and hours. I don't know that I'd ever think it. I think my kid wandered off and succumbed to the elements. That's exactly
what I mean, unless there was evidence of like footprints or tire marks.
None,
or
ever. None. So that's not the first thing I would think. That's the first thing he thought. People who use that as the first thing they thought.
Especially when seeing people searching the woods. Because that would be the opposite of what I thought. If I saw people searching the woods, I'd be like, oh yeah, she probably wandered off over there. Precisely. Let's go look.
Precisely. That's not what he thought. Let's look at people who have thought that. The Ramseys in the JonBenet Ramsey case. Now, to be fair, they had a ransom note. That ransom note was shit. We all know it.
Yep.
The McCanns in the Madeline McCann case. You left your children alone in a room that you didn't lock. Why the fuck would you assume kidnapping and not my five-year-old child wandered out of this room? Wasn't Maddie like three to five? Something.
I think Maddie was six, but yeah.
Something like that. That's what I think. I just think she woke up and came looking for me and got lost. That is what I wouldn't think kidnapping right away.
Unless you had a reason to think so.
She already knew what happened, and that's the bullshit you concocted.
Or that, too. One or the other.
And, you know, I know that there's been some movement in Maddie's case, and they believe that a German pedophile expat living in the Prior to Lose area was responsible. But, I mean, I've not had much movement on it. It's still unsolved, and I'm still real sus of them parents. At the very least, they were negligent. You don't leave tiny babies alone in a room in a foreign fucking country. While you eat tapas and get drunk with your yuppie friends. Fuck you both. Sorry, I'm done now. Yeah. Just seems weird. Also to note, if Don was at work and worked 45 minutes to over an hour away, the fuck did he get there before law enforcement did? Unfortunately, police didn't officially note their arrival at the Welves home, but it was suspected they arrived 20 to 30 minutes after the 911 call, so I think it's sus. Don said that he drove very fast on the way home and was there in half the time. Let's talk about that. As someone with ADHD and who used to work outside the home, I was chronically late everywhere I went all the time. Why? I don't know. Can't Same remember fam. Anything. Sleep through an alarm.
Same fam.
So what do you do when you're late? I'm on speed.
Drive real fast.
I don't now, because what's the fucking point? Because you've learned what happens when you drive real fast. You get there in half the time. You might get there in 2 minutes faster than usual.
Exactly.
Maybe. But it's usually around the same time.
Yeah.
He didn't get there in half the time.
No.
He did not get there in half the fucking time. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. That is, he'd have to be going like this, practically the speed of light. I did the math, but then I didn't. My computer crashed and it lost my calculation, but he would have to be going something like over 100,000 miles per hour or something stupid like that. It's just like something crazy fast. No, he didn't. No, he was already home.
Yeah.
He was already home.
Yeah. He'd been home.
He'd been home. So now we're going to talk. So that's the timeline. We got it all squared away. So now we're going to talk about some features of the house, and we're going to, in particular, talk about the basement. It was a mess of fucking stuff. It had a door that led outside, and this is the only door Summer could have gone out of without being noticed. The door was not visible from Cindy's trailer, and had she used any of the other doors in the house, her brothers would have seen her. Candace and Don couldn't remember if the door was locked or not, but if they're worried about weirdos prowling their property and personal theft of their property, then why didn't they lock the fucking door? Because their master bedroom was in the basement. Candace has asserted a bajillion times that there is no way that Summer would have walked out that door into the woods on her own. She said that if for some reason Summer did go outside, it wouldn't have been to go into the woods, but she would have gone to her tire swing because she loved it. Candace told investigators that she frequently told Summer that the woods were scary and full of dangerous and magical monsters. And that's a fucking quote. And Summer was afraid of the woods. Kids are real good at being not afraid very suddenly of something they were afraid of 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I would never assert that my kid wouldn't run out into traffic, even.
I mean, this child played in the street.
Exactly.
Makes you think that the child wouldn't run out and play?
Maybe she saw Bunny Rabbit. You don't right? fucking know. She's like, I'm going to go outside and find mommy. So she goes outside and she goes, oh, a bunny. And then she runs off and she's lost. And yes, it's that easy to get lost in the motherfucking woods.
That was me all the time. Uh-huh. And I always got lost in the woods. So many times they had to come hollering for me. But that's what you do. You holler. Mm-hmm. The kids come towards mm-hmm. your voice. And that's what happens. They're kids.
Unless you were gone a lot longer than 2 minutes. And it had been more like 30 minutes. And you couldn't hear her little voice because you were too far away. And she got lost.
Good.
But that's not what I think happened. No. But we'll get to there. The back door leading out of the basement was only 50 feet away from Cindy and Candace. The Wells said that they didn't see or hear anything unusual that day, and there was no forced entry. Hold on, my headphones are talking. That's annoying. Wow, shut the fuck up, headphones. Oh my god, you have to talk all the time.
Yeah.
It was like, low battery, please charge. Mm-hmm. And then I turn it off and it's like, power off. I'm going to holler about it. Shut up. Okay. So a huge search was conducted to find Summer. They even used cadaver dogs and she wasn't found. No trace of her was ever found to this day. It's like she'd vanished off the face of the earth. Aerial searches went into the night. They issued an Amber Alert for Summer the next day, even though it did not meet the criteria of the Amber Alert. Nearby residents were urged to check trail cams, crawl spaces, basements for Summer. Over 5,000 acres were searched, but this terrain is difficult in Tennessee, where they were at. It is very dense underbrush. It is high tree canopies. I mean,
Appalachia.
It's Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Candace was taken into the police station that day for a polygraph. However, she couldn't do it because she couldn't stop crying. She was too upset and she couldn't speak very well. But 5 days later, Candace would take the test along with Don, Candy, all of them, and they all passed. That's how shit lie detectors are, for the record. Eh?
They probably took some Xanax, honestly.
They absolutely took some Xanax. That's one of her drugs of choice.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. As the days went on and turned into weeks, Candace told the press she didn't like how the investigation was going, specifically the use of cadaver dogs. She hadn't been told that the dogs would be aiding in the search for Summer, and the reason this upset her is that her 13 to 18 dogs were all outside and may have distracted the search dogs, hampering the search. Had she been told, she said she would have put the dogs away. However, the cadaver dogs were able to pick up Summer's scent. They followed it from the back of the basement door to a ravine to a main road. And then the scent was lost. They also found some of her footprints.
Really?
Yes.
With just her footprints, nobody else's?
No one else's. Candace and Don believe that someone parked their car on the main road, got up the steep ravine, came into their basement, and abducted Summer. And I find this scenario stupid. If you look at the ravine, you'd need like a fucking grappling hook to get up that thing. It's a very steep hill.
They would see other footprints other than hers. Yeah. And if somebody abducted her, she's 5. You just pick her up.
it is suggested those footprints had already been there because she was playing in the road all the time. Yeah. And this had nothing to do with her disappearance.
That makes more sense than any of it.
Here are things of note about this case. The house has a strange layout. To get to the basement, you have to go under like a kind of built-in table, under the table leg, through a weird tiny little door crawl space, which then requires you have to crawl on your hands and knees.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's how they go to their bedroom?
Yeah. This leads to a master bedroom basement area, and then there's a small room off the master bedroom that was Summer's. The house is utterly hoarded out and completely filthy. I mean, disgusting. The kids should be taken away. The animals are not in good condition. Yeah. This is animal abuse and neglect as well. And of course, they're all pit bulls. Every last, of course they are. Because when people want to abuse dogs, that's the breed they pick.
It's so sad. I love pitties.
Candace is clearly... she's not right. That's just all I'm going to say. She ain't right. I don't know what's wrong with her. I'm not a doctor. A woman and her children heard a horrible scream that day, a high-pitched scream, 3 hours before Summer was reported missing. The day after Summer went missing, Candace went to Hunter's house and told him not to tell police. She bought him the vape and that they smoked weed and drank twisted tea, as I thought. I do not think her deception about the earlier part of the day had anything to do with Summer.
No. Mm-mm.
Hunter claimed that when Candace was at his house the next day, he snuck out to go through her car to see if anything in there was suspicious. He said he went through her phone and he went through her pictures and like deleted files, and he found 13 deleted texts between Candace and her dealer. Candace in those messages referred to something as being, quote, done.
That's kind of fucking ominously disgusting.
Candace caught him going through her car and asked him if he'd gone through her phone. Hunter has since been advised by law enforcement not to have any more contact with Don or Candace. Investigators took his phone into custody to go through it. He has cooperated with law enforcement, but as I mentioned before, I do believe he has been coached.
Yeah.
In the following months, CPS removed their three boys from Don and Candace.
Good.
Don has spoken to the press about it and claimed it was because of the stress of Summer going missing had caused him to drink and do other things, and thus the boys removed from their custody. This happened in early 2023. The boys remain in state custody, and the courts are moving to have their parental rights terminated. There have been a lot of rumors about Don. Some come from family members, others come from unnamed sources. These rumors include, but are not limited to, he sold two children from a previous marriage for drugs.
Two?
Now, this has been proven as false, kind of. Or rather, that he wasn't successful in selling them. So now the rumor is that he attempted to. And I do believe this rumor.
He had two other children from another marriage?
Yeah. That he abandoned completely. Candace had, and may still have, a substance abuse problem. This has never been confirmed by law enforcement. She has said herself she used to struggle with substance abuse, particularly meth and pills like Xanax. That bitch is still on every fucking thing, I guarantee it. Yeah. I guarantee it. Don has been accused of sexually molesting his stepsister. He confirmed this abuse in an interview and claimed the sexual contact was initiated by her. She was 5 at the time. He was much older.
What the actual fuck?
Summer was 5.
Yeah.
He's been accused of molesting children by a lot of people.
That poor baby.
CPS was scheduled to do a home visit the day after Summer went missing. And this is where, in the rumors section, I'm going to mention the dumbest thing about this case. The dumbest phrase I've ever heard. The dumbest two words to put together to make a thing. And that is the cornbread mafia. Do you need some help?
Oh,
I said some words, didn't I?
Oh, you said you were going to say the dumbest two words. And my brain instantly was like, oh, what are the two dumbest words I could possibly put together? It wasn't cornbread mafia.
But now it is. Shit's dumb. All right, let's talk about it.
Wow, dude.
So Don has, this is Don's word. I don't know if this is a real thing. Law enforcement has certainly never fucking talked about it. That there are a bunch of hillbilly Appalachia Mountain folks out there that think they are in a gang and they run drugs and they run human trafficking and they kill each other all the time. Do I think that's true? Yes. Do I think they call themselves the Cornbread Mafia? I don't fucking know. I hope not, because that's dumb. If y'all do that, consider a rebrand. Because that's just ignorant. It sounds ignorant, and it doesn't sound scary. It sounds stupid.
Sounds like potluck.
I love cornbread, though. I do, too. Fucking hell. Y'all, I make some honey cornbread in a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, you do.
Where you melt the butter in there first before you pour in the batter. And then it crusts, makes a good hard crust. You can tink, tink, tink. It's
so sweet.
And it's sticky, and it's sweet, and it's so good. I make another without honey that isn't as sweet, and that's what you just dump a whole bunch of red beans and rice on.
See, I like my chili and red beans and rice on sweet cornbread because I make it so spicy that the spicy and sweet go good together.
You understand I am old and have heartburn and cannot eat spicy food. Maris also has gastroparesis, and that's a trigger for it, so you can't have spicy food.
Yeah.
You know what I've been craving so much? I need some Cajun gravy on rice real bad.
Cajun gravy?
Girl. That's just slow
I was married to a Cajun, and my ex-in-laws are all Cajun. And I never had Cajun gravy.
Well, they're liars. Or wrong somehow. Because every Cajun person I ever been around made Cajun gravy and rice. And listen.
No.
It'd take all day to make. Here's how you make it. I'm going to help you because you're going to want to eat this. You're going to get the Holy Trinity, okay? And you know what that is. That is onion, bell pepper, and celery.
Celery?
This is Cajun cooking, bitch!
Sorry.
Fuck off! God. Okay, and you're going to dice that shit real tiny, okay? And you're going to throw it in the pan with about, you need a fourth of the pan. Got to have vegetable oil in it. And you're going to throw it when it's hot. You're going to throw in that shit and you're going to get you a chuck roast, okay? About 4 pounds. You're going to season that special baby with your Cajun seasonings, with your salt and your pepper, your onion powder, your garlic powder. I like to throw in a little paprika for the sweetness. It's nice. And you're going to sear all sides of that bitch. Sear all sides of the meat. And then you're going to cook it. And it's going to look all kind of gross and like bubbly. And you think, I'm just stewing this. Nasty. Be patient. Let that juices evaporate, and then you're gonna have a bunch of brown gunk, dark brown gunky stuff on the bottom of the pan. That's fine. You're gonna add a little water, and you're gonna keep going and let the water evaporate, and eventually you just, when it's very dark brown and very rich looking, you're gonna cover that whole motherfucker with water, and you're gonna let it boil down all day until the meat just fall off the bone. Oh god, I'm drooling. It's so good.
Jesus wet. Christ.
And then you're gonna put it over white rice. It has to be long grain white rice. Don't fuck around. Don't get fancy. Don't get no wild rice. Fuck you. You put that shit, it's cheap. You can substitute chicken, sausage, for the chuck roast, whatever you want. Thank me later. This should take you about 8 hours. You can do it in the crock pot, but that's a lazy way.
How do we get here?
Because cornbread. Anyway. Oh,
gotcha. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about the cornbread mafia, because that shit's fucking stupid. Because Dawn keeps saying that somebody took her and sold her to the cornbread mafia. And that's dumb, and I don't believe it.
It could possibly have been him or his wife that did that.
There's always truth in what a liar says, and I think both of these people are psychopaths.
And I think by saying cornbread mafia, it makes it kind of silly and make-believe, which is actually...
No, I think he thinks it sounds legit menacing. Like, you should watch the interviews.
Oh, really?
They're both big, dumb pieces of shit. Okay. All right, here's some facts that don't get talked about in the media. Candace lost custody of 5 children previously.
5? Yes. So she's had 8?
Yes. Her oldest daughter, Candace Jr.
So there is a Candy, a Candace, and a Candace Jr. So I'm guessing her mother's...
spelled that dumb way.
It's all spelled...
Candace.
No. Oh, my Jesus. See, I was thinking that maybe her mom was named Candace, like normal, and then they just continuously
C-A-N-D-I.
Spelled it different.
Candy.
Oh, it's legitimate Candy.
That's a stripper's name.
It's not a nickname. It's not shortened. That's her government name.
That's her Christian name.
Okay.
That's her government name.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Candace Jr., her oldest daughter, has officially stated that she hurt her younger brother Andrew so bad he now has disabilities. Theories. Summer was accidentally killed via abuse or neglect. That is my number one theory. I think these dumb fucking pieces of drug-addled shit hurt this little girl and covered it up. Now, either she fell or hurt herself or something, and they were too afraid because they're both drug addicts to get the law involved, so they hit her. Or, more than likely, she was abused and died. I do believe it is possible that Don was abusing Summer. It's his MO. It's what he'd done his whole life. Why would he stop?
It's the age that he likes.
And it was the age that he
fucking
liked.
Fucking gross.
Mm-hmm. Here's a very popular theory you will see on YouTube and Reddit, and we're going to talk about why it's not a thing. Summer died by dry drowning. What is dry drowning? That is where a child inhales some water while swimming around, and then anywhere from a few hours to 24 hours later, they die due to water aspiration. No, they don't. That's not a thing. In order to aspirate water, you must be unconscious in water. Do you know what happens when you start to drown? The very first thing, while you're still conscious, and yes, I know, I drowned once, your vocal cords slam shut. Slam shut, y'all. That don't let, it makes a seal. No water can get in there. No air can either, but no water. The only time water get in is when you lose consciousness. Your vocal cords relax and the water floods your lungs. Ain't a thing. Ain't a thing. Dry drowning is an urban legend. This did not happen to Summer. Here is another theory that I have seen more than once. I've seen about 4 or 5 times. And that is, Candace liked to take her Xanax, crush it up, and put it into a carbonated beverage, a slushy or a twisted tea.
So they think that Summer got into it and took a drink.
Overdosed, fell asleep in the back of the car because Candy took a picture of Summer asleep on the groceries in the back of the car. And it is theorized that she overdosed and died. And in order to not get in trouble, they hid the body.
I mean, that's not an unlikely theory.
No. That would be tragic and sad. And I could see these dumb fucks doing something like that. But I just don't think so. Yeah. I think the sketchy way they acted.
I think that that is too coincidental or perfect sounding, like an accident.
The number one theory, and this is the theory that I believe the most, is that Candace and Don rented Summer out to someone who was into children in a gross way to pay off drug debts or to get money.
Yeah.
To buy more drugs. And that this person hurt Summer and killed her. And her body has been disposed of. I do not believe this little girl is alive, and I do believe the parents 100% know what happened to her. Mm-hmm. I think that they passed their lie detector test because they just got asked the right kind of questions, and they were all drugged up when they went. The end.
So their pulse was low.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The last theory I'll mention, I suppose it's likely, it's just spitballing by people, is that Candace was known to leave her kids in the car whenever she went into places. Very hot that day. Summer fell asleep on the way home from, we know that because there was a picture of her asleep, and her high and drunk ass got out of the car, forgot all about Summer, and Summer died in that hot car. I don't know, y'all. She's 5. I think she could have gotten out.
Yeah.
I think she would have woken up and gotten out.
Yeah.
If she were younger, like maybe 2, I could see it.
Because she'd be strapped in.
Yeah. Summer was not in a car seat. She should have been. Mm-hmm. Babies should be in car seats till they're 8, folks, for their own protection and safety. Yeah.
And at certain sizes, booster seats and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. But they got to weigh a certain amount. Mm-hmm. They got to be rear-facing till they weigh, like, I think it's over, like, 30, 40 pounds or something.
Something like that, yeah.
John was in a fucking rear-facing car seat for, like, half of his life. Child was so small. He's huge now, but he was, like, tiny and skinny. Anyway, that's the case. I want to hear from y'all what you think happened. I did a lot of digging. I know this was a little bit longer of a Patreon case, but I really, you know, since last week I wasn't able to record. I was doing the training for the new job that I have, and it required me to be on my computer for upwards of like 10 hours a day. There just wasn't time, and I desperately needed this job. I know I need another job like I need a hole in the head, but this one actually pays real good. So, yeah. I wanted to do kind of a longer, deeper dive into a case, and I hope you all enjoy is kind of a weird word, but, you know.
Let's discuss it. Yeah.
I want to discuss it. I want to know what you guys think happened. Like, because a lot of times, like, you guys will listen to a case and then tell me what you think happened. I never would have even thought of that. So I love having these kind of discussions. If you're on Discord, take it to Discord. Let's talk about this. Yeah. If you're not on Discord, this would be a great time to do it. And there's a section all for case discussions. Mm-hmm. So come and tell me what you think. I love you guys. And I appreciate how nice you are all the time.
Yeah.
You're patient with us. You understand that we're human beings and we're trying our best for you with every episode.
Notice a lot of times when we go through shit, a lot of y'all are going through shit.
I know several of you are going through shit right now, and I love you and I'm sorry, but we're in this together and we're going to get through it, so keep your chin up. Mm-hmm. And if you need to vent about the shit that you're going through, come into our Discord. We have a channel for venting as well.
Yeah.
I will include the link to the Discord. It'll be an invite that never expires. So if you're listening to this like months later, you can always click on it and join. That link is forever for you. And yeah, thank you again for your patience and your kindness. I know I've been a scatterbrained mess for like 2 years. I'm trying my best. Yeah. But we love you guys. And you're the reason we do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
literally the reason.
Literally, yeah. I could not afford to pay the hosting fees and all the classes I've taken on video editing. Because, yeah, that's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Maris just needs a haircut. He doesn't want to go on video until he's had a haircut. And I understand. His hair is very crazy right now. But we're going to be doing Maris Mondays on video. Mm-hmm. And for a while, that will be a patron-only perk. So it's video for you guys until we're brave enough to put it on YouTube. I'm not there yet. I am scared.
Same.
But yeah, so if you have any suggestions for video stuff you'd like to see, I've taken so much classes on video editing now. I feel I can edit anything. Yeah, so let's hear it. Anyway, I love you guys and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Us on your social media platform of choice. Linktree/cruelty has all the links. Check out our Patreon for exclusive episodes, merch, ad-free episodes, live ghost hunts, and much more. Please be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded weekly. Thank you so much. See you next time. Music and production by Libby.